The Red Sox have started to make this relief prospect into a starter, and I think it could be a really good move. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Red Sea Radio. My name is Corbin, and I apologize for the delay here. I was at Game 7 in the Garden last night, so as you can tell, a bit of a slow start to this morning, but that's not the point of this video. The point of the video is that the Red Sox are trying to get more versatile with their pitching prospects in their system, and a prime example of that right now is a relief pitcher who is turning into a starter by the name of Justin Hagemann. So what we are going to do in today's video is we're going to break this down a bit. We're going to talk about Justin Hagemann's transition into the rotation, and we're also going to talk to Justin Hagemann himself about this transition, his approach to the season as a whole. But before we get into that, do me a favor, make sure you guys have hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're new here, we talk Red Sox content almost every single day. Also, make sure you guys have hit the like button on this video as well. Just helps these videos out a ton, and it would mean a lot to me. Don't forget, you can get all these episodes always available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. Link will either be in the description down below, or you could head to your favorite podcast app and look up Red Sea Radio. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one. Let's get into it. So this isn't a new revolution for the Red Sox. It actually occurred last week, mostly due to the fact that a lot of the Woo Sox rotation is currently with the Boston Red Sox, mostly due to injuries. But because of this, Justin Hagemann has gotten the opportunity to become a starter for the Worcester Red Sox. Now, before this, he was serving more of a bulk inning role since coming over in the Dodgers trade for Kike Hernandez last year at the deadline. And he was doing pretty well. Last season with the Red Sox, he had a 3.26 ERA, a bit of a higher FIP at 5.25, a 8.13 strikeouts per nine, and a 4.15 walks per nine. But he does have some experience starting games in professional baseball, especially with the Los Angeles Dodgers, where he made five last year, and he was prepared for this challenge. Here's what Justin Hagemann had to say about starting his second year with the Red Sox and first full season with the Red Sox, and how he's approaching being a starter for this Worcester team.
All right, we're officially joined by Red Sox pitching prospect Justin Hagemann. Justin, this is your second now, technically your first full season in the Red Sox organization. Coming into the year, was there a difference in feel or approach to the season now having been here for a little bit?
Not so much in the off season, but it's my first spring training with the Red Sox, obviously, so it was nice to, get to know everyone in the whole org, really. Last year, I pretty much just met everyone that was here, a couple people that came in and out, but put faces, the names of all the people that I was talking to in development and all that. And then it was also my first big league camp, so that was good to be around a lot of those guys as well. Yeah. Not too much different before them, but spring training was good, and it kind of got things going for me.
Yeah, how was it being with the big league club, by the way? First spring training, at least, you know.
Yeah, it was really good. That's obviously where all of us want to be. So
right.
Being around them is good, and then, you know, let you prove yourself and tell yourself that, you know, you could do it too. So
yeah.
It was good.
And then last outing was actually, that was your first start, right, with the mm-hmm. at least in AAA.
It was my first start over here for the Red Sox.
So with that, is there a preparation difference? I know Chad Tracy had mentioned that you might be starting again in your next turn through. Mm-hmm. Was there a preparation difference compared to what you were doing in the bullpen? Because I know you're doing like a little bit of a multi-inning role out there.
Yeah. The way the games go is pretty similar. The way I pitch is pretty similar, but the week leading up to the game is a little different. You can plan out things a little better when you start,
right?
Because you know that's when you're gonna play. But you're right. Like I was in more of a long relief role, basically. I think I had thrown a couple three inning outings earlier this year. So that part I've done before. I've thrown a couple pitches, been through a lineup more than once. So it's like the game part is the same, but the preparation and the week build up is a little different. You get to plan that stuff out, and then your bullpen, and do a little bit more work on the side.
Now, do you like that a little bit better, or is relieving where you know you don't really have that preparation a little bit easier?
Obviously, starting is, you know, where everyone wants to be. That's right. Kind of what you grew up doing. It's kind of what you dreamed of growing up. So the starting role is obviously the one that you want. But whatever it takes, really, whatever whatever they
gets you in the game,
right? Whatever they see as working, then sure. I'm good with.
Absolutely. And then just real quickly, we always finish this off with a game, so it's a this or that. It's basically would you rather, except in the editing magic here, we're gonna put in what Red Sox Nation also thinks. So I'm gonna give you two options. First one: Roger Clemens or Pedro Martinez.
I think Pedro. Pedro had probably the most dominant stretch of any pitcher ever, so probably Pedro.
Okay, and then next one is a 20 strikeout game or a Greg Maddux, a full complete shutout under 100 pitches.
Well, what's the 20 strikeout? Do I throw the whole game, or?
Well, that's up to you.
I mean, obviously, if you can mix in 20 and the complete game, that would be pretty special.
Yeah, all right. And then last one here, would you rather the best fastball in baseball or the best off-speed pitch in baseball?
The way the game is trending right now, the best off-speed might be the one that, that's your best friend, so probably that.
But still, 104,
right.
Couldn't complain.
Yeah, either way, you can't lose that one.
No, all right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
First off, this is my first in-person player interview, so I'm still getting my feet under me a little bit. Be easy on me in the comments. But Justin Hageman was a great guy, super nice, and he's the type of player that's going to take the ball in whatever role he's given. And for the Red Sox, that versatility could be really important. His starts so far have been a mixed bag a little bit. His first start with the Woo Sox didn't go exactly how I think he would have hoped. It was 2 1/3 innings, so more of an opener-type role for Hageman in his first start. It was 2 earned on 3 walks, but last night, he made his second start of his Red Sox career, and it was absolutely fantastic. He went 4 innings of shutout baseball, just 2 hits allowed, and 8 strikeouts with only 1 walk. That's a really great development for Justin Hageman and the Boston Red Sox. We talk a lot about the Red Sox needing to improve their starting pitching depth throughout the system as a whole, and one of the ways they could do that is to go outside the organization. We've seen it a couple of times already over the last couple of weeks, right, where they go out and they sign a guy from indie ball, or they trade for someone for cash considerations, pick up on the waiver wire, and see what this run prevention unit can do with guys outside the organization. Another way they could go about this, and what we're seeing right here with Justin Hageman, is this new pitching regime could go through and identify players who could become more of these multi-role type pitchers in this system, which ultimately, obviously, gives the Red Sox more starting pitching depth. And with how well it's working at the major league level, identifying these guys' strengths and exposing those strengths in a good way at the big league level is something they should be trying to carry out throughout the rest of the minor league system. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. And that's why I really, really like this development, not only for Justin Hageman, who now becomes a bit more of a versatile option for the Red Sox, but for the Red Sox as well, because this is how you start to build a starting pitching pipeline a little bit, right? You transform some of these prospects who may have been in either other roles and into legitimate, viable starting options. Now, I'm not saying Hageman's going to come up here and be Roger Clemens or Pedro Martinez like we talked about in our interview, but this is a guy who now has the opportunity to say, hey, this is our 6th or 7th starter option if things don't go well at the major league level. This is someone we can plug into a game to help bridge the damage of losing one of these starters, and to me, that's absolutely fantastic, but that's just my opinion. So let me know in the comment section down below, what do you think about this? First of all, what do you think of this video format? We're trying out something new. I want to see if you guys like it. Let me know about this in the comment section down below. But let me know what you think about this Justin Hageman transformation a bit. Do you like what the Red Sox are doing here? Do you not like what the Red Sox are doing here? And what do you think this could mean in terms of the entire system as a whole? Let me know all your thoughts in the comment section down below. As always, if you made it to the end of this video, do me a favor. Make sure you guys have hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're new here, we talk Red Sox content almost every single day. Also, make sure you guys have hit the like button on this video as well. Really helps these videos out a ton, and it would mean a lot to me. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one, and I will see you in the Red Seats.